Trump recasts for Risky Season 2 by Philip Elliott. It was early March, and President Donald Trump had a dramatic plan: impose a new round of import tariffs on America's largest selling trading partner, China. But in meeting after meeting, his aides warned just how costly the move could be. It would hurt U.S. workers and slice into the stock market, they said. It didn't have the backing of fellow Republicans. It would be bad politics for a party facing tough odds in November's elections. They reminded him that the global aluminum and steel tariffs he imposed earlier in the month had led European allies to prepare retaliatory moves and had prompted the White House's chief economic advisor to resign. Who knew what unintended consequences this new plan might unleash? The president nodded along, now and then mumbling an okay, and the White House aides thought they had prevailed. But in the middle of the month, they were summoned to hear from the president again. He wanted $30 billion in tariffs on Chinese products. Hours later, the staffers read that Trump had doubled the figure to $60 billion. Welcome to Season 2 of The Trump Show, to borrow a phrase from one of his veteran aides. Fed up with experts and advisors and increasingly comfortable in the job, Trump is determined to do things his way. The president feels he's got this now, says one White House official who does not share his confidence. The impact of an emboldened Trump goes well beyond a possible trade war. On March 13th, Trump fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson with a tweet, replacing him with hardline CIA Chief Mike Pompeo. 3 days later, his goading helped drive Attorney General Jeff Sessions to fire FBI Director Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who previously oversaw the Bureau's investigations into the Trump campaign's ties to Russia. Trump's subsequent tweets attacking Robert Mueller by name for the first time raised fears the president might fire the special counsel and trigger a constitutional crisis. Inside the White House, the mix of high-impact policy moves and high-profile personnel changes is taking its toll. Conversations with more than two dozen current and former administration officials during the past month reveal a White House in the grip of anxiety as staffers fear the next email or phone call could bring word they're being fired too. Some have taken to asking reporters about rumored staff changes, suspecting journalists will know before those running the government. More worrying, Trump's own aides fear the fallout for the country and the world may result as he tests the limits of the power of the presidency.